when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Are you feeling left out in your financial situation? Parang feeling mo na pag-iiwanan ka na ng mga kaibigan, kamag-anak at kapatid mo at schoolmate mo, sila may na-achieve na at ikaw hanggang ngayon, wala pa na-achieve. Kung ikaw yan, nako, this is the right episode for you. In this episode, we're going to talk about eliminating financial distraction, focusing on what truly matters.
Hi, I'm Chinky Tan and you're listening to Chink Positive Podcast, where I aim to equip you to become wealthy and debt-free, teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Let's get into the episode.
Hi there, this is Chinky Tan, your Pambansang Wealth Coach. Thank you very much for making this podcast on top 10 on the Spotify and Apple Podcasts. At syempre, the number one financial channel here in the Philippines. So maraming salamat, we're going to delve into the topic of eliminating financial distraction. Alam mo, sa panahon ngayon, ang dami mo talagang noise, no? Talagang daming nangyayari sa buhay natin, daming kumukuha ng attention natin. As a matter of fact, diba, sa social media pa lang, hindi lang yan, sa araw-araw sa ginagawa ng sa trabaho, sa eskwela, at syempre naman, meron tayong mga tinatawag na personal financial challenges also. Without us knowing, because of this distractions na nangyayari sa ating buhay, lalong ika nga, napapatagal ang pag-achieve ng ating financial goals and dreams. Kaya nga, pag-uusapan natin, no, kung ano yung mga negative effects and then ano yung mga mangyayari pag ito ay hindi natin ayos at paano natin aayusin. So, get ready. Let's talk about first the negative effects of financial distraction. Number one, pag ikaw ay financially distracted, nako, mataas ang chance na ikaw ay isang gastador. Ikaw ay papasok sa tinatawag nating impulse buying. Siyempre, since wala kang focus sa financial goal mo, you will make unplanned purchases based on your feelings. Oo, di ba? Pag masaya ka, bibili ka. Pag inis ka, bibili ka. Pag galit ka, bibili ka. Pag malungkot ka, bibili ka. Kasi ang gusto mo is, yun nga, matanggal yung feeling mo na inis, galit, tuwa, saya, lahat. Diba? Sino sa inyo ang guilty dito? Kasi nga, hindi ka nga focus. Alam mo, pag-focus ka isang bagay, hindi mo talaga gagawin yan. Kasi you're focused on the long term, not on the short term. Number two, negative effect of financial distraction, you will not have any clarity. Diba? Yung judgment mo and decision-making process mo talaga, clouded siya. Diba? Kasi nga, distracted ka nga eh. Parang ano lang yan eh, diba? Yung parang, pag nagba-basketball ka, ang focus mo dapat is the goal and the ball. The goal and the ball. Goal and the ball. Pero kung ikaw distracted ka, nakatingin ka parati sa basket, sa ano, nakatingin ka sa mga nanonood sa'yo, nakatingin ka sa scoreboard, diba? Ang chances are, maagawang ka talaga. Distracted eh. And then once you are distracted, this one thing that I also realize, it will reduce your productivity in life. Diba? Yung parang effectiveness mo, hindi ka talaga productive sa buhay. Honestly, ito lang ha. To prove my point, kung ikaw ay distracted, marami kang problema at saka mga issues sa buhay, tatanong yung isang tao, kamusta ka na? Ito, busy ako. Ang daming ginagawa. Kamusta? May kita ba? Wala, busy lang ako. Oo. Alam mo, ang goal natin sa buhay, hindi maging busy. Ang goal natin is maging productive. Pero paano ka maging productive kung distracted ka? And in the process, pag distracted ka, it will also increase your stress level. Oo. Diba? Siyempre, hindi mo na-achieve ang financial target mo, kapos ang kita mo, diba? Hindi mo mabayaran, and siyempre, papasok ka sa utang. And lastly, pag financially distracted ka, dapat sa'yo, hindi magiging iyo. dapat promotion mo hindi mapupunta sa iyo. Dapat, 'di ba, sa inyong negosyo wala pa. Kasi nga you overlook valuable opportunities in life because of your distraction. Dami mo kasing inaayos. So, this in the process, 'di ba? Ano po nangyayari niyan? 'Di ba? They will create a sense of ano nga, parang una, napag-iiwanan ka na. Feeling mo napag-iiwanan ka na. You will feel also overwhelmed and confused and so hard for you to make financial decision. And then, again, pag hindi mo inatres to, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you this, paikot-ikot lang yan. You want to remove that feeling, so anong gagawin mo? Gastos ka ulit. Diba? Yung parang wala ka nang pakialam sa future. Gusto mo talaga agad instant gratification. So this in the process, hindi ka makakaipon, it will not help you to focus on the future. And then, pag once na may problema, pag distracted ka, imbis na harapin ang problema, umiiwas ka sa problema. So if I just describe your situation, this is a serious matter that you need to really address. It's either you address the problem or you ignore the problem. But ignoring the problem will not solve the problem. It will just make the problem go worse. Agree or disagree? So right now, para sa mga taong seryoso. Seryoso na, Chinky, I'm serious really to remove my financial distractions in life. So if you want, kung una mo dapat gawin, nako, mag-join ka na sa aming community. Team Iponario. Punta ka sa Facebook page namin. Facebook page ng Team Iponario. Doon lahat ng mga tao focus talaga about their financial goals and dreams in life para mabawasan this distraction mo. So right now, I want you to get a piece of paper and I want to coach you and guide you to remove financial distraction. Number one, write your financial plan. Write it down. Huwag mong i-memorize yan. Pag minemorize mo yan, makakalimutan mo yan. How many times na pumunta ka na ng supermarket na alam mo kung anong bibilin mo, hindi mo lang sinulat pagdating mo sa loob, nakalimutan mo na. Yan po ang nangyayari. That's the reason why we are distracted. Di ba? Pwede ka lang, kausapin lang, nakalimutan mo na eh. Pero pag nakasulat yan, written down ng financial plans mo, na clear siya, di ba? Nakasulat siya eh. Di ba, itong gusto ko, ang financial goal ko, ang focus ko, una, makabayad sa utang. Sulat mo. May mga iba, ang financial goal ko is makaipon para magkaroon ako ng emergency fund. Gusto ko makaipon para ako may pang-invest. Gusto ko makaipon, gusto ko para mag... Kung ano man ang iyong financial goal, sulat mo. So this one, pag nakasulat, it will help you to stay focused. Bakit ka ba kumikita? So right now, so sinasabi mo, oh, let's say, ang utang, ang unang goal mo is makabayad ka sa utang. Yan ang financial goal mo. Yan ang financial plan mo. Number two, set boundaries. Diba? In order for us to remove distraction, ang suggestion ko, ito ha, when you say set boundaries, ito, this is a powerful tip that I can help you in order for you to make better decisions in life. Are you ready? Are you ready? So if you're ready, this is the thing that you need to write down. Write down the things that you should not be doing in life in order for you to set boundaries. Like for example, may utang ka. Anong solusyon dyan? Ang solusyon, hindi na ulit ako mangungutang para magpambayad ng utang. Pag hindi mo sinet ang financial boundaries mo, hindi yan ang focus mo, chances are, anong gagawin mo? Band-aid. Mangungutang ka ulit pang bayad ng utang. Agree? So, you cannot solve a permanent problem with a temporary solution. You can only solve a permanent problem with a permanent solution. Ang pangungutang, hindi po yan ang solution. So, ang kailangan nating gawin, hindi na ako ulit mangungutang. So, anong gagawin ko? Diba? Ang gagawin ko na, number three, so, didiskarte ka na. Alam mo, pwede mo unang gawin is the bawas dagdag method. When you say bawas dagdag method, bawasan mo ang iyong paggagastos na hindi kailangan at dagdagan mo ang iyong income. This in the process, you'll become more mindful. You practice mindfulness. From this day on, babawasan ko na yung gastos ko since I set the boundaries already, dadagdagan ko yung income ko. Diba?
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And then from there, pag nagawa mo na yung ano mo, yung mindfulness mo, ay hindi na ako ulit mangungutang. So I will resist temptation. Hindi na talaga ako gagastos ng mga bagay hindi ko kailangan, 'di ba? And then after that, you know what you need to do? Establish routines. Yung habits to support your financial goals and priorities. What do I mean? Oh, parang ganito lang 'yan eh. Gusto mo ba talagang pumayat? Pag sinabi gusto mong pumayat, you need to be mindful of the food that you eat. Cut down on carbo, cut down on sugars, papayat ka talaga, 'di ba? Mag-exercise ka. So gumawa ka ng routine, 'di ba? Kasi minsan gusto kong pumayat pero kain ka ng kain, hindi ka nag-exercise. Paano ka papayat? Gusto mo makaipon pero gastos ka ng gastos, utang ka ng utang. Paano ka makakalabas sa utang? So you got to establish routine that is consistent with your financial goal in life. Does it make sense? If it makes sense, type makes sense or give me a nod. And then after that, para talagang matanggal ang financial distraction natin, ito yung pinaka-powerful tip na ibibigay ko sa inyo that will really help you. Sobrang powerful to. Seek accountability. Enlist a support from a trusted friend, family member, a church member, or a mentor, or a coach, or financial advisor to hold you accountable to your financial goals and commitment. Sometimes you just need people around you who can really tell you that you have really problems, that you have bad breath, you have body odor. You need people around you na talagang who can really help you and really speak life into you. Nakikigets mo? Alam mo kagandahan dito, if you start doing this, create a plan, set boundaries by writing the things that you should not be doing, you practice mindfulness, and then you establish routine, find accountability partners. My friend, you'll be able to remove yung mga financial distractions that really hinders you from achieving your financial goals in life. Kaya nga, if you are looking for coaches or if you're looking for a community to help you, good news, we have a community called the Yayamanin Life Community. The Yayamanin Life Community is a 12 months of group coaching session with me. With me, yours truly. Kaya nga kung kayo ay interesado to be part of the Yayamanin Life Community group coaching session with me for the next 12 months na magkakaroon tayo ng accountability partners, please go to my Instagram channel and type TYL, TYL called the Yayamanin Life. Okay, and then I will send you more information in order for you to know what's all about. Maraming salamat, and I hope that I'm able to encourage you, enlighten you regarding this concern about financial distraction that makes us really hinder our growth financially, mentally, emotionally in our career. Tatandaan, to every problem, there's always a solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Always think positive. Bye!
Hi guys! Thank you for listening to this episode of the Think Positive Podcast. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you want to keep on growing and stay inspired, follow us on wherever you're listening to this podcast and share it with friends. Have a good day and always think positive.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hey, Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.